This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I welcome you again to Between the Keys. The name of this week's episode is called The Mazurking. Well, that's a little collage that I put together of traditional mazurkas. The mazurka is a traditional dance in triple meter that has strong accents unsystematically placed on the second or third beat. So you get, instead of the nice and somewhat predictable 1-2-3, 1-2-3 that you get in a waltz, a mazurka gives you something more like 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Or you can also get 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And those kind of rhythmic syncopations give variety and texture and character to mazurkas, whether they are lyrical or whether they are boisterous. Although mazurkas originated in Poland, the dance also became popular in other countries, much in the way that Chopin's 58 or 59 odd mazurkas went on to inspire other composers worldwide. So we're going to go mazurking on this episode. We will explore Chopin, of course, but we're also going to touch on other composers like the Polish composer Karol Szymanowski, who was a great friend of the pianist Arthur Rubinstein, and few pianists played Szymanowski's mazurkas with the kind of ardor and passion and total idiomatic identification that Rubinstein brings to Szymanowski's mazurka Opus 50, number 2. Thank you. The Mazurka, Opus 50, Number 2, by Karol Szymanowski, performed by Arthur Rubinstein, recorded live at Carnegie Hall in 1961. We go now from Szymanowski to Szymanowska. I'm talking about Maria Szymanowska, a Polish composer born December 14th, 1789. She died July 25th, 1831. She composed some delightful mazurkas that are very, very short, yet full of melodic appeal. Let's hear a little group of them performed by Alexander Kostritsa. Of mazurkas by a pioneering Polish composer, Maria Szymanowska, born in 1789, died in 1831. We heard them performed by Alexander Kostritsa. By 1831, Frédéric Chopin was 21 years old, and already his revolutionary piano style was pretty much fully formed. Chopin composed mazurkas throughout his short life, and they embody so much variety, so much creativity, and even experimentation. Sometimes his mazurkas are quite erudite in content, yet sometimes they're elemental and earthy and full of rollicking abandon. And Of course, these compositions lend themselves to a wide variety of interpretations. So let's hear the A minor mazurka of Chopin without opus number, originally published in an anthology devoted to Polish pianists and dedicated to the French banker Émile Gaillard. We'll hear it first with pianist Adam Horasiewicz. The pianist Adam Horasiewicz performing Chopin's A minor mazurka dedicated to Émile Gaillard. Here is another performance of the same mazurka that couldn't be more different, with Karen Kushner at the piano. Thank you. Karen Kushner playing Chopin's A minor mazurka, a slower and more reflective reading in relation to the faster and more lilting performance we heard right before that with Adam Horasiewicz. Now, here's a relatively early piano piece by Claude Debussy, which is a mazurka. It seems to have a slightly Slavic tinge to it, at least to my ears, and it only hints at the direction that Debussy soon would take, developing his own personal brand of musical impressionism that would change the world of music forever. The pianist is Werner Haas. Pianist Werner Haas, he was really digging into Debussy's Mazurka, composed in 1890, and we are digging deep into the world of the Mazurka as we go mazurking here on Between the Keys. My name is Jed Distler. I'm artist in residence for the Classical Network. Here's a cute and rather frothy concert caprice for one piano, four hands, in the form of a mazurka, by the pioneering American composer Louis Moreau Gottschalk. It's called Printemps d'Amour, Springtime Love. The pianists are Eugene List and Reed Nibley. Thank you. Music by Gottschalk, Printemps d'Amour, Springtime Love, with Eugene List and Reed Nibley, four hands on one piano. I'd like to get back to Chopin for a little while. The Polish pianist Maryla Jonas, who was born in 1911 and died in 1959, made her American debut at Carnegie Hall to an almost empty house on the day of a snowstorm. Yet her concert got a rave review that made her kind of superstar overnight, and for several years she got lots of attention. I just wrote the booklet notes for a reissue of Maryla Jonas's complete recordings, which have been really marvelously restored by Sony BMG. Here's the A-flat Mazurka of Chopin, Opus 41, number 3. Chopin's Mazurka in A-flat major, Opus 41, number 3, with Maryla Jonas at the piano. What I like about this performance I'm going to share with you now of the B minor Mazurka, Opus 33, number 4, by pianist Elena Czerny-Stefanska, is how she phrases the melody so that it sometimes it falls ahead or behind the beat rather than on the beat, almost like a jazz singer. And it makes the relationship between the melody and the accompaniment slightly more complex, three-dimensional maybe. Let's listen. Thank you. Helena Czerny Stefanska performing Chopin's B minor Mazurka, Opus 33, Number 4. Very interesting performance, perhaps maybe a little idiosyncratic in terms of phrasing, but it really holds your attention. And now for the real, elemental, earthy Mazurka style that I talked about earlier. You can't get better than the great Ignaz Friedman. All I can say is that his mazurka playing truly mazurks. Boy, that swings like mad, doesn't it? Ignaz Friedman playing the Chopin D major Mazurka, Opus 33, Number 2, a 1930 recording. How does Arthur Rubinstein's 1939 recording of the same Mazurka compare? I'm curious to find out, so why don't we hear it?
Thank you.
Well, I think Arthur Rubinstein has comparable energy and verve, I think, when compared to Ignaz Friedman. But I think Friedman is more successful in conveying the basic thrust of the mazurka rhythm. There's more air in between the notes. Now, here's the same mazurka in an amazing jazz transformation. It features pianist Mojdeh Lezhek.
Thank you.
Pianist Mozger Leszek, improvising on Chopin's Opus 33, No. 2, Mazurka, with percussionist Majid Kalaj. Next, I would like to feature an extended composition that one often does not hear in concert. It's a relatively early Chopin work, his Rondo a la Mazur, Opus 5. One might describe it as a kind of a mazurka fantasy. The late Brazilian pianist Antonio Barbosa included the Rondo a la Mazur as part of his complete cycle of the Chopin mazurkas, which I think is one of the best modern recorded editions of all the mazurkas. Let's hear Antonio Barbosa, Chopin's Rondo a la Mazur. Thank you. Music of Chopin, his Rondo a la Mazur, Opus 5. That's a work you don't hear very often. It was performed by the late Antonio Barbosa, who I think was one of the greatest pianists ever to come out of Brazil. We have time for another Szymanowski mazurka, and it just catches fire in the hands of Sviatoslav Richter. Sviatoslav Richter in a live performance of Karol Szymanowski's Etude, Opus 50, Number 18. We have been mazurking here on Between the Keys this past hour, exploring the world of the piano mazurka. We honestly have barely scratched the surface of this repertoire, but we certainly will turn to mazurkas again on a future episode. You can count on that. Hey, have I ever let you down? You can access earlier episodes of Between the Keys as webcasts on our website whenever you want to listen. Just go and visit wwfm.org. And if you go to jeddistler.com, my personal website, you can find playlists for each and every episode of Between the Keys from the beginning up to date. Well, almost up to date. I'm still working on this project. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and thank you so much for listening. I look forward to being with you this time next week. Between the Keys, sponsored by Steinway & Sons, is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.